I'm Sabrina.
I'm Camilla, and next to me there is Helen, who is going to conduct a Spanish press review. Hello, Helen.
Hola a todos. Sí, así es. Hoy día vamos a revisar las noticias de Diario El País, Diario La Tercera, Diario Amol y Diario El Mercurio.
Coming back to us, here was making news today. Sports with Golden Ball on the incoming match Milano-Napoli. Volkswagen closed the 3 factories. The tragic death of Aurora. Rachel reveals increased taxes. Tension for US elections. And Italy center-right win in Liguri.
Remember to follow Radio Yulm on TikTok and Instagram and send a message to 331-1438923, which is the number of this radio. This is Radio Yulm and we are ready to start. Are you ready to rock?
Yes, of course. Helen, can you say it in Spanish? How do you say when you...
Listos para el rock.
Yes, I don't understand anything, but okay. And so, Yulmini, we are going to see each other in a few seconds.
Off with sport, with Golden Ball, a slap to Real Madrid. La Gazzetta dello Sport opens up on its first page. The Spanish player Rodri from Manchester City wins the Golden Ball and Vinicius lost. Real Madrid desert Lautaro to the seventh place. Also, Corriere della Sera goes Golden Ball to Rodri, the anger of Real Madrid.
Yes, and on the eve of Milan-Napoli, Scudetto goes without Liao, and that's what it says La Gazzetta dello Sport. Championship doesn't stop. Another big match in San Siro.
While at 20:45 there's Milan Napoli with Liao's out, Tio and Rangers are disqualified, and Cavara and Politano are back.
For the Corriere dello Sport, Bologna's Mazur as the match as says Scaroni, president of Milan, referring to Saturday's game postponed due to bad weather. The red and black president wants to follow Liga proceedings.
Venomous Caroni, this is the title from Il Corriere dello Sport.
So, not only Volkswagen, but also Mercedes and Porsche are considering cuts, and this is what it says La Verità. Automakers have invested in electric vehicle production in anticipation of the European Union ban of the sale of new combustion engine cars by 2034. But now they are dealing with a drop in demand.
Volkswagen will close at least 3 factories. The board fears cuts that could affect tens of thousands of jobs. The group has just informed employees of 3 plants in Germany, as many as 120,000 people risk losing their jobs.
On the front page of Il Messaggero, we find the tragic death of Aurora. Aurora, 13 years old, dies after falling from a balcony. Boyfriend arrested for murder. The victim boyfriend initially told the police that Aurora had taken her own life. However, a friend quickly dismissed the possibility of suicide, revealing a troubled on and off relationship between the two that she wanted to end.
Her sister wrote on social media that the boyfriend beat her, dragged her to the seventh floor and threw her down. Then he went to a bar, washes his hand and called 118, saying she had committed suicide. In the newspaper, Il Resto del Carlino, it was reported that the incident was initially thought to be an accident, but the boyfriend was investigated for murder. Passing off to the UK, budget vowed to rebuild the broken, not beaten NHS by The Guardian. This is the title on the first page. The budget will revive a broken but not beaten NHS, with billions of pounds to be unrelieved in an attempt to cut record the waiting list, the councillor said yesterday. The councillor Rachel Reeves says announced tomorrow will end the neglect of the health service, delivering more surgical hubs and radiotherapy machines. The government is expected to provide a boost of at least 4% of the NHS annual budget. The Prime Minister said she wanted to take the difficult decision here and now up front. This is the actual words she pronounced, to create the condition for improving public services, investments and growth. Tax rises are expected to hit employers' national insurance.
The Earth Secretary says service will face real problems despite huge handout tomorrow. Stuffing billions into the NHS will only arrest the decline, Westrating has admitted.
This is the title from Daily Mail. Billions in budget still won't cure NHS, admit Streeting. NHS will need more tax risers, signals Rivis. This is another title on the first page from Daily Telegraph.
Now, if you wanted to pass to the USA, Mega Square Garden, New York City, shows a Trump at a jam-packed rally. Former President Trump stands yesterday where Joe Frazier defeated Muhammad Ali in the fight of the century, before an ordering crowd of supporters at a rally in Madison Square Garden.
Now we will talk about Italy after the song, where Marco Bucci became the president of Liguria, but this is going to go after the song, and also the US election with Trump and what is happening.
Yes, and for the USA, we can listen to the audio of the Kamala Harris from the ABC studios.
What he did last night is not a discovery. It is just more of the same and maybe more vivid than usual. Donald Trump spends full time trying to have Americans point their finger at each other. Fans the fuel of hate and division. And that's why people are exhausted with him.
This is what Kamala Harris is saying. This is an audio from ABC Studio, and she's talking about violence from Donald Trump. Fears over what follows Election Day, US Today is saying this on its first page. Most trust accuracy of the vote count by worry about violence in aftermath. A Suffolk University poll declared that the angers of the election won't end on Election Day. America, divided into Democratic with Kamala Harris and Republicans with Donald Trump, are concerned about the accuracy of the votes and anxious about the peaceful transition of power, believing that political violence will follow. Nearly 8 of 10 people trust the vote count, but trust is higher on Kamala's Harris side.
Now, after the songs, A Sky Full of Stars, we can talk about Marco Bucci, that win the president of Liguri.
Yeah, the center-right won in Liguri, and Meloni is really happy for that.
Someone put the flares up, got me in a rage.
Coldplay. And now we will listen to an extract from a press review conducted by RAI, where Marco Bucci, the new president of Liguria, talks about how he will be present for the citizen, even for Gelo, which he seems to be abandoned before.
Beh, ovviamente sono contento per la Liguria, soprattutto sono contento per i cittadini, perché i cittadini hanno detto chiaro e tondo che vogliono crescere, vogliono continuare. Hanno rifiutano i signori del no, rifiutano quelli che non vogliono fare le infrastrutture, quelli che anche solo venerdì scorso hanno fatto un altro ricorso a TAR contro Galliera e così via, cioè quelli che non vogliono fare le cose di cui invece abbiamo bisogno. Noi ci impegneremo ovviamente a fare le cose come sul programma, questo mi sembra abbastanza scontato, però volevo sottolinearlo. Abbiamo da fare 5 anni di grande lavoro, Genova ovviamente non sarà lasciata da parte, come qualcuno ha detto, anzi qualcuno ha scritto anche, no, noi ci occuperemo anche di Genova, come ci occuperemo anche di tutte le altre province.
This says Marco Bucci, the new president of Liguria. He says the laws of no have been defeated. Also Meloni talks about unification, while Schelling is having problems with Alice. Reported on the front page of newspapers like Corriere della Sera and La Stampa, the counting of votes for the election of the governor of the Liguria region has concluded. Bucci received 48% of the votes against Orlando 47s, who called his rival to wish him good luck. The president's first words were, "Good Liguria does not go backward. I will be the president of all Ligurians."
Also on Corriere della Sera, we see Liguria flies to the center-right. At the regional election, as a matter of fact, in Liguria, the center-right wins with the president Marco Bucci, and he says the lords of the no has been defeated. Also, Meloni talks about unification, while Schlein is having problem with the allies. In Il Fatto Quotidiano, Bucci beats Orlando by a hair, thanks to Skyulance and abstentions. This is the title. As a matter of fact, Bucci beats Orlando with a little percent of votes in plus than him. And the painful Orlando, Liguria on the right despite the investigation. This is another title from Libero, where Bucci wins against a fragile left. Movimento 5 Stelle was under 5%, while Grillo doesn't even vote. Also, PD was limped by Renzi and Totti's list goes good.
The right centers Il Tempo, Liguria crowds Bucci and the center-right regained the region after the inquiry in Totti's resignations. Movimento 5 Stelle has also the votes and they go to Schelling, Meloni goes. Citizens given us trust. And now, after the jingle, Eleni is going to talk about of the news of today in Spanish to all our UMINI students.
Radio U.
Ahora vamos con las noticias que están marcando la pauta en los diarios latinoamericanos. Para empezar, iniciamos con la política internacional, en donde en el diario El País, el título que está marcando la jornada es que Biden se lanza contra Musk. El hombre más rico del mundo trabajó como ilegal en Estados Unidos. También en el mismo diario se señala que el Parlamento de Israel prohíbe las actividades de la Agencia de la ONU para los refugiados palestinos. Es decir, que la nueva ley considerada por la Agencia de Naciones Unidas para la Población Refugiada de Palestina en Oriente Próximo, señalada como un castigo colectivo, pretende bloquear a este organismo que supone el principal soporte humanitario de los palestinos y al que el gobierno acusa de terrorismo. Por último, en el diario El Mercurio, Giorgia Meloni entre el pragmatismo y la lealtad a su base más dura. La líder italiana consolida su agenda en Europa al cumplir 2 años de gobierno. En cuanto al ámbito de política latinoamericana, comienza el juicio por corrupción al expresidente de Perú, Martín Vizcarra, en donde la fiscalía pide 15 años de prisión, noticia que se abordará a profundidad en los siguientes minutos. También en el diario El País se señala que la derecha y la ultraderecha vencen las municipales de Brasil con Sao Paulo como la joya de la corona, en donde la izquierda solo conquistó 2 de las 26 capitales, incluidas una para el PT tras la segunda vuelta de los comicios locales. En cuanto a la política chilena, la oposición somete a TOA a un intenso calvario de sesiones parlamentarias por caso Monsalve. También, segunda vuelta de las elecciones de gobernadores, regiones, candidatos y el voto obligatorio, mientras que en el Mercurio se señala el inédito triunfo de la oposición en concejales. Este le abre expectativas sobre segunda vuelta de gobernadores. Y, en el ámbito deportivo, la tercera señala que Rodri sorprende al mundo y le gana el Balón de Oro a Vinicius y Bellingham, donde el mediocampista del Manchester City corona una temporada de ensueño al conquistar el tradicional galardón que suelen ganar jugadores de perfiles mucho más ofensivos que el suyo. La delegación del cuadro merengue decidió no viajar a París en señal de respaldo a Vinicius Jr. A la hora de profundizar, empezamos. Con la oposición somete a todo un intenso calvario de sesiones parlamentarias por caso Monsalve. Esta noticia es de La Tercera. Crisis política en Chile. La ministra del Interior se ve bajo presión por el caso Monsalve, en donde la ministra Toa enfrenta la presión de la oposición tras la denuncia de abuso contra el exministro, el ex subsecretario del Interior, Manuel Monsalve, donde la situación empeoró cuando surgieron rumores de que éste habría utilizado fondos reservados del ministerio para uso personal, lo cual aún está bajo investigación. Desde el 18 de octubre, cuando estalló el escándalo, Toa ha sido sometida a numerosas sesiones parlamentarias de cuestionamiento, donde esta situación busca que rinda cuentas ante la Comisión de Control de Inteligencia y otras instancias. A pesar de los llamados de la oposición para su renuncia, Toa declaró que no tiene planes de salir del gobierno. En paralelo, la oposición ha propuesto la creación de una comisión investigadora. El fin de esta comisión es que se recopile información y se definan las responsabilidades que tiene la ministra en el caso, aunque algunos de los diputados oficialistas han intentado frenar la convocatoria a sesiones adicionales. Y finalmente se decidió que la ministra y sus colaboradores deberán seguir compareciendo para aclarar lo sucedido. También comienza el juicio por corrupción en contra del ex vicepresidente de Perú, Martín Vizcarra, donde él se encuentra enfrentando un juicio por corrupción. La fiscalía lo acusa de haber recibido más de $500 en sobornos cuando era gobernador de la región de Moquegua entre 2011 y 2014. Los pagos, según la acusación, habrían sido realizados a cambio de otorgar contratos para la construcción de dos grandes proyectos, la ampliación del hospital de Moquegua y una obra de irrigación llamada Lomas de Hilo, donde este lunes fue la primera sentencia y la fiscalía solicitó una pena de 15 años de prisión y una inhabilitación de 6 años para ejercer cargos públicos. El fiscal Germán Juárez señaló que existen pruebas sólidas de que Vizcarra recibió estos sobornos y confía en obtener una sentencia condenatoria. Y también este juicio ha causado un gran revuelo en el país de Perú, ya que Vizcarra fue un líder que durante su mandato se destacó mucho por su discurso de anticorrupción. Sin embargo, esta situación mancha su legado y pone en juego su futuro político. Y la próxima audiencia se llevará a cabo el 4 de noviembre, mientras que Perú está a la expectativa de cómo evolucionará este emblemático caso. Para finalizar, en el diario El País se señala que Biden se lanza contra Elon Musk, donde el hombre más rico del mundo trabajó como ilegal en Estados Unidos. En el contexto de las próximas elecciones presidenciales, salió el Washington Post sacó un reportaje recientemente donde se señala que el hombre más rico del mundo había trabajado ilegalmente en Estados Unidos durante sus primeros años en el país, habría llegado con una visa de estudiante que no le permitía trabajar y usó este estatus para fundamentar su primera empresa, SIP2, sin inscribirse en la universidad como se requería. Biden aprovechó esta noticia para criticar a Musk, quien es uno de los mayores donantes de la campaña de Donald Trump y ha expresado posturas en contra de la inmigración. Es irónico que alguien que critica a los inmigrantes haya comenzado su carrera trabajando sin permiso, señaló Biden en un evento en Pensilvania. Musk respondió rápidamente en redes desmintiendo las acusaciones y asegurando que su visa de estudiante se cambió a una visa de trabajo temporal. Aunque no especificó cuándo ocurrió este cambio, esta disputa pone de relieve las tensiones políticas de cara a las elecciones donde Biden y Trump buscan consolidar sus bases de apoyo.
So, we wanted to thanks to Elena to talk about the news in Spanish and for made me think that I have to do the Spanish homework to talk like her.
So you just listen to press review in English and Spanish. Here are Sabrina,
Camilla,
yeah, Elena.
Remember to follow us to WW Radio Yum and to listen to our program like the That is the perfect one. And to follow on Instagram.
To text 331-1438-923 and send a voice message. And we would like to thank Pietro at the mixer and all the helpers we got during the episode. This is Radio Yulm, and we are coming back in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, on Tuesday.
Press review on Radio Yulm.